expert panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mike Wiggins is in the house. Good morning, Mike.
Here we are. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm so excited. Tuesdays are just a favorite. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I can't lie either. I do love Tuesdays at 1620. There's no doubt.
That's right. And
so much fun.
We get really busy here on the Garden Line. So let's just go ahead and open up the phones. 437-1620. Please call. Please text. Send in those pictures. In fact, last week we had somebody send in a picture of these gorgeous white flowers, and it looked like they were kind of on a vine creeping up a fence, if you remember. And so I went on a hunt this week. Okay. And so I'm going to share that a little bit later on, but I just want to go ahead and invite everybody. Please call or text in if you have a question for Mike. 437-1620. We get pretty busy here.
We do.
But you can also send us your pictures as well.
Well, I've got to ask you this, so before we start, Mother's Day, I hope you had a wonderful time.
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was your day.
It was.
It's all the moms out there. It was their day. I hope they had a good time. It's always fun. Let's kind of tie this to the Garden Line a little bit. So many people, and I do the same, send flowers to their moms on Mother's Day. And it's always fun to kind of identify what flowers are in those arrangements. And usually I'm about 50-50 because some of them I have never seen before, but they are absolutely gorgeous. I take flowers to the cemetery for my mom, and I pick out what I want. But if you just say, I want a spring arrangement sent to my mom, sometimes some of the flowers are hard to identify, but they're always gorgeous.
Oh, always.
And it's just a nice gift to give, no doubt about it.
I love seeing them on social media, too. All the pictures of how the kids, kind of just loved on their mamas all day and gave them some flowers. You're going to laugh if I tell you what kind of flowers my kid picked out for me. My oldest, who is a boy.
What did he pick out?
He picked out fake daisies because he never wants them to die.
Good for him.
Yes, it was very precious. I thought at first they were real. I was like, these are very colorful, but hey, I love it because he wants them to last forever, and I thought that was very sweet.
Well, he obviously knows what you like, and I'm surprised he didn't add some greenery of dollar weed.
That's coming up.
That is your favorite plant that we've talked about so many times here. But
one day we're going to probably walk in and somebody's going to have an arrangement in here of dollar weed waiting for us.
Oh, what fun.
Okay, so before we go any further, like I said, we're opening up the lines here on the Garden Line, 437-1620, and Dan from Pensacola is joining us. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to hear y'all again.
What do you say, Dan?
How much? I got my caladiums in Friday or so from Florida, Palladiums, Florida.
Good.
And open them up, and they're in paper bags. Can I just leave them in the paper bags open? Should I maybe put them in the garage or rather than in the house?
Well, so I think
plant a couple of weeks.
Yeah, what I would say, I would not leave them in those paper bags. There's one way you could do it. If you poke a bunch of holes in that paper bag, I think you'd be in good shape. A lot of people will get a plant tray of some sort and lay out some, some potting soil and just kind of let them sit in that. But I'd plant them. I mean, if you're ready to do it, I'd plant them. The ones I have planted in containers, which I love to do, is the ones I got from Caladiums Florida, which I recommend. What a great company and first quality caladium bulbs. But in any event, the ones I put in pots, I'm going to say 3 weeks ago maybe, are now just starting to sprout. And, surprise, in one of the beds in which I had caladiums a couple of years ago. I've got them just coming up kind of on their own. Hadn't planted anything there for a couple of years, and here the caladiums come up. You just never know. But no, I would take them out of the paper bag, kind of lay them out, but I'd get them in the ground as soon as you could. However, if somebody's listening and said, oh, I better hurry and rush on my caladiums, not so. You can plant them in June, even by the 4th of July. When the ground being so warm then, they'll come up very, very quickly. So no need to rush, but I wouldn't leave them in that paper bag.
Okay, could I put them on a tray and maybe put a little soil on them?
Yeah, don't have to put it off. Just let them sit there. You don't want them to get wet in there. You don't want them to rot. That's the problem. You want to keep them nice and fresh and ready to plant whenever you have time to put them in the ground. But they are great.
Well, I ordered five different varieties. So I got the Florida Sweetheart, the Aaron, the Buck, the Fire Chief, and the Cole. Candidium Junior. So
that buck, I think, is almost a solid red one. It is really, really pretty. Now, Dan, what some people do with those caladiums, of course, they plant them two ways. One, they'll plant all one variety here, another variety there. But I have seen people get 4 to 5 varieties, put them in a paper bag and shake it up, and then just plant them kind of so you have a whole random look of color in your yards. It's kind of a fun way to do it.
That's cool.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, hey, Dan, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks,
Dan. Appreciate you.
Always good to talk to you.
Yes. And you have a great day. We're going to keep the calls going. 437-1620. You can also text us as well if you have any questions, or like you said, maybe you want to show us your flowers you received for Mother's Day too.
Absolutely.
We would love to see them. And we have an event coming up this weekend we're going to share about a little bit later on. But Pete from Pensacola, I guess he decided to hang up. We'll get to Pete in just a second. If you do have any questions, 437-1620. Okay, here they're all pouring in. It's so funny.
It is fun.
We
have to stop right here and say how much we appreciate the calls and the texts. It's what makes this show, for me, it makes it fun to see what's on everybody's mind. And we appreciate everybody listening to us and participating. We really, really do.
Yes, please do. We appreciate it. Hey, a couple of things real quick. So we talked to Catherine last week, who sent in a picture of what looked like this beautiful climbing vine with these gorgeous jasmine-like flowers on it. So I decided to take a bunch of walks, and I saw a few of them. So I got brave enough to ask a neighbor, just walked up, and I saw them outside. I didn't go knock on the door. And I said, what? It looked just like the picture. I said, what are those called? Well, they are indeed jasmine. Right. And apparently they are they're called star jasmine. They're one of the most common jasmine that we have here in Florida. And they can grow up to 20 feet or more if you don't prune them. You just let them grow wild. And those are usually white, okay? But if you see yellow ones, they look very similar to the white ones. But the yellow ones are Confederate jasmine. So sometimes you'll see them both grow.
Well, here really there are three basic types of jasmine. And that's probably not correct. There are probably hundreds of different types of jasmine. But the one with the white bloom that's all you see all over town right now that smells so good.
Yes.
That's the Confederate jasmine.
That's the one.
That's the Confederate jasmine. The one that's yellow that comes out early in the spring is the Carolina.
Oh, the Carolina.
Carolina jasmine. Exactly. And then, of course, so many people use the ground cover, which is Asiatic jasmine. So
what does that look like?
It's really not much color to it. It's a small leaf, and it crawls kind of on the ground. People use it. I've seen people use it under trees where they could not grow grass. It's a good ground cover. You'll see it. You'll recognize it. It gets real thick.
Is it still like a vine?
Oh, no question. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But people use it as ground cover.
Okay, so the yellow ones are
Carolina,
and the white ones are
Confederate.
So the white ones are the Confederate ones that we're seeing everywhere.
Exactly. It smells so good right now.
Well, good to know. I'm going to go tell my neighbor. I'm going to have to go knocking in. Listen, I'm sorry to annoy you, but hey, let's take a call. Okay, Pete. Good morning, Pete. I finally got you locked in. How are you today?
What do you say, Pete?
How you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
can't complain. I'm doing like I'm told.
Keep you out of trouble.
What's your question today?
I got two. And the first one being, what is the best chemical to use right now for dollar weed control and general weeds?
Okay.
And also, who in the world has passion vine in stock?
Good questions. First of all, on the weed control, and really we are, I think, in a very, very good time to spray, of course, what we call our post-emergence weed control. That's if you're like, you've got a weed, you've got a dollar weed. Sorry, Jenna, we're going to try to kill that dollar weed right now.
So it's okay.
There's a dollar weed in your yard and you want to get rid of it. Well, this is a good time to do it because the temperatures, obviously, we're in the 60s at night and up into the high 70s, low 80s during the day. That temperature range is perfect to use your post-emergence weed control because we're going to run out of time pretty soon. When we get into the 90s, you need to kind of put it on the shelf. I always talk about a couple of them. I think Trimec is a good one, but you just need to go to your garden center, talk to your nurseryman and say, look, I'm not sure what you've got on the shelf here, but I need a post-emergence broadleaf weed killer with Trimec or any other ingredient that's labeled for that. You've got to be careful, though, because a lot of those post-emergence weed killers that you find on the shelf are good to kill weeds that are up, but they're not good for the grasses we have here in Pensacola. So be so careful that when you buy that post-emergence weed killer, that it is labeled for St. Augustine grass or centipede grass or zoysia grass, whichever grass you have. Keep in mind, these kill grasses because they kill them on contact. And St. Augustine grass, for example, is a wide blade grass, which is easy to damage with a weed killer if you overdo it or use a weed killer that's not labeled for it. So be very careful. But if you find the weed killer that's got something like Trimec in it, probably a 2,4-D mixture, that's in the fine print on the label. If you find that this label for St. Augustine and you use it, keep in mind the old rule here on the garden spot. Don't do anything except mix it like it says on the label. We always say it's not like playing poker, where if you double up to catch up, you're going to damage your grass if you put it on too strong. And by the same token, if you put it on too weak, you're kind of wasting your time and money. So be sure to follow those instructions to the letter. And with weed killers, protect yourself. A mask. We all have masks now. Wear a mask. Maybe some safety glasses, long sleeves, shirt, that type of thing, long pants when you get out there spraying those weed killers. That's important. And keep kids and dogs and pets off of any area where you spray that weed killer at least until it dries. I like to keep folks off of it for a couple of days, but it's got to dry before you can get back on it. And obviously, it's a contact killer. It needs to stay on that weed, so don't spray it if it looks like it's going to rain. So I think those are good rules.
Does that answer that one question?
Okay,
you have
the,
another one?
On the passion vine, I would talk to my man Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden. He has got a lot of that type of stuff, and I would certainly check in with him. I bet he's got it for you. That's my first place I'd go. Also, might check with Werner Turf over on on Creighton. I think that would be it. Those two places is where I would start looking for a passion vine. Passion vine's fun. It's a vine. It'll grow like crazy here in Pensacola. And I bet you one of those two people might have it in stock.
That's right. Appreciate. Thank
and
you so much.
How about bulk lime?
Bulk lime? I don't know anybody that sells bulk lime. I usually recommend people get dolomite lime in probably 40-pound bags. I think that's the way most people buy it. I've never seen lime sold in bulk in Pensacola. Could be somebody out there. And if they're listening, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most people buy it in 40-pound bags because it's about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet is generally the rate of application with that lime. So that's usually one bag per 1,000 square feet.
All right. Hey, thank you, Pete.
And
thank you, Pete.
Appreciate.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Yes. You bet, man.
You have a
call
great day. Yes. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Please call or text in 437-1620.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
My family has used Air Design forever, so whenever we have a problem with heating, cooling, or plumbing, there's only one number to call.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
For fast, dependable HVAC service with honest pricing, you know who to call, and we're available for your after-hours emergencies at no extra cost.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength.
Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Local news four times an hour, morning and afternoon.
Well, now's the time to get ready for the Atlantic hurricane season. It starts in just a few weeks.
This is Hurricane Preparedness Week, and each day looks at a different topic to make sure you and your family are storm ready. Those topics include evaluating your risk, developing an evacuation plan, and reviewing the list of disaster supplies that can be used after a hurricane.
Pensacola's all-day news station. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yeah, 923 yeah. Here on the Garden Line. Hey, 437-1620. We see you guys popping in and saying good morning. Oh, Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. Good morning, Paul and Justin. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Yes, I got to finally meet you guys yesterday. It was wonderful.
Oh, and I think I told you about my meeting with Paul, too. He's doing a huge landscape job for a very, very good friend of mine. And I was over there looking at it, and there was Paul.
Yes.
He gave me the personal tour.
Love
of
it.
This landscape. And it's just amazing, absolutely amazing.
In those pictures, when you see people who are taking time to, you know, kind of excavate all of their landscaping and do new, that before and after is something special. So I'm looking forward to seeing some pictures. I did say that earlier we were talking about the yellow and versus white jasmine, and somebody texted in a beautiful picture of the yellow. I think that's the yellow jasmine.
The
so
Carolina,
it's the Carolina.
Yes.
Oh, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Thank you for sharing that with us. We have some more questions coming in as well. Looking for plants that are fast growers for privacy reasons. I have a 6-foot fence they could grow against and another area that does not have a fence. So what do you recommend for privacy? We've talked about this before.
We have, and yes, and there's so many plants. Number, the first one that comes to mind, of course, is ligustrum. Ligustrum is just a basic green foundation plant that grows very fast. I think that is an excellent choice. But there's one we very seldom talk about here on the Garden Line. It's called Iliagnus. The Department of Transportation plants Iliagnus in the center of interstates, here in the planting area.
Really?
It is so fast growing. It really is. Now, it can get out of hand. it can get totally out of hand. But Ily Agnes and his, what I would call it, bulletproof plant. It can take drought. It doesn't get any bugs. It has a kind of a gray leaf, kind of spotted gray leaf on the back of it. A great plant, but it's one that's going to kind of take over if you don't look out, because it really will grow. But we've also talked about the principle of the thing, whereas if you put a ligustrum, say you spend $15 on a 3-foot ligustrum, it's going to be a matter of a couple of years, if not more, before it gets to the top of that fence.
Okay.
So you may want to think about, along that fence line, planting some deciduous trees. Mm. I've had customers over the years that had swimming pools, and they kind of wanted privacy from the neighbor
right.
next door, so they would plant ligustrum along the fence line, but also red maples or river birch or something to that order along the fence line to give you high privacy. In other words, it's already above the fence when you plant it, so it kind of gives you privacy two ways. And even though many of those trees lose their leaves in the winter, well, you wouldn't have any privacy. You're not in your pool in the winter
That's true.
So in any event, there are Ily Agnes and ligustrum
and
are two great
Ily
plants.
Agnes. I was trying to Google it really fast, and it's not how it sounds in my head, but E-L-A-E-A-G. There's a bunch of E-L-A-E-A-G-N-U-S.
Okay, Ily Agnes.
There you go. It took me a second, but I got it. Hey,
got it.
We're going to take another quick break here on the Garden Line. I see you guys pouring in, saying good morning. Good morning to you. 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy, I'm Jesse Lacoste of Lacoste Construction Group. Join me this Friday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We'll get all your questions answered about where to begin your design-build custom home, renovation, or even commercial development project. That's this Friday morning at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at MacDill Air Force Base or Eglin Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Florida. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
All right, we're back here on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, and we were talking about privacy.
Absolutely. We had a great phone, great text, thank you very much, with a suggestion, and I totally agree. It's a little gem magnolia, which, unlike the Magnolia grandiflora that we're all used to, you know, they're all over Pensacola, the little gem grows more upright. It doesn't grow quite as wide. It's kind of a tall-growing magnolia, and it's a great plant for that privacy, and will give you some height also, and it doesn't lose its leaves in the winter. So that's a great suggestion. We appreciate that text.
Yes.
I totally agree.
And it's also called the teddy bear magnolia.
Never heard that.
Teddy bear? That's very cute. Really? Our friends from Blue Sky let us know that, and I love some good privacy, but some beauty with keeping that privacy.
Absolutely.
There. So, hey, we see you guys calling and texting in. Don't go anywhere, okay? We will take your calls. We will answer your texts. But first, we're going to see what's happening in the news with Mark Jacobs. And then we're going to get a quick update from Fox News. So stick around. Again, please feel free to call or text in while you're waiting. 850-437-1620.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Got lots of yard waste piling up in parts of Pensacola. That's after 5.
Fox News, I'm Pam Huso. Israel is ramping up attacks in Gaza.
Israel has launched new airstrikes on Gaza, a second day of military action. In the other direction, sirens have again sounded across Israel as Palestinian militants keep up a barrage of rockets.
Fox's Simon Owen, Israel says two women were killed. Officials in Gaza say more than 24 people have died. More body cam footage from a deadly police shooting will be shown to the victim's family in North Carolina. Relatives of Andrew Brown Jr. have only seen 20 seconds.
Brown was shot to death on April 21st while behind the wheel of his car in Elizabeth City. Sheriff's deputies were serving a drug-related search warrant at the time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 75 and cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. If you've been waiting for yard waste you put at the curb to be picked up in the city of Pensacola, you might be waiting a little while longer. Mayor Grover Robinson says crews are running 1 to 2 weeks behind, leaving more than usual lining the streets.
We get a lot of complaints about we're not there every week. We apologize on being a little behind, but we're working as fast as we can to get around the city.
He emphasizes it's only yard waste and normal garbage pickups are still happening on schedule. Get your COVID vaccine when you go see the Wahoos. The AA Miami Marlins affiliate announcing Monday they've partnered with the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, offering free vaccines at 2 upcoming games, one today, one Sunday next week. There'll be single-shot vaccine available to all medically eligible fans. No appointments required. 500 doses available for the clinics. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Overall, about a 70% chance of rain today. Highs reaching near 81 degrees and temperatures dropping overnight near 68. For Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms continue. High near 79 degrees, dropping on Wednesday night near 62. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
75 in Pensacola and Milton, 76 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are tumbling on inflation worries. The Dow Industrial's down 412 at 34,330. The NASDAQ's down 133. The S&P 500 off 42. The International Energy Agency says renewable power capacity grew at its fastest pace this century in 2020 as it raised its growth forecast for wind and solar power for this year and next. The Energy Watchdog says renewables were the only energy source for which demand increase last year as government restrictions shut factories, grounded planes, and kept people at home. The Colonial Pipeline says one of its lines is operating under manual control as it continues an incremental process of restoring full operations following a cyber attack. The line that runs from Greensboro, North Carolina to Woodbine, Maryland is operating while existing inventory is available. The pipeline is expected to potentially be back up and running later this week. Crude oil trading at $65.18 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
May the 11th, 1781, from the aid station in Fort George on Gages Hill in British West Florida, this is News Radio 1620. Well, as we broadcast today, the smoke has cleared away, and before you, reporter, is a parade of wounded men, many still lying on the ground, waiting to be cared for by the hard-pressed medical assistants. Yes, the great explosion of about 40 hours ago ripped open one side of the Queen's Redoubt. This opened the way for Spanish infantry to pour through to quickly overcome British troops that were still standing, the rest having been injured or knocked flat by the blast. Hours ago, General Sir John Campbell formally surrendered his troops, and General Bernardo de Galvez took control of what had been British West Florida. What will happen next is uncertain, though our British governor, Peter Chester, has given his parole, and it appears that all British arms have been surrendered. Your reporter can only surmise that we will shortly see preparations for the removal of the British armed force.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hey, I want to thank you guys for staying around. We've got Ed from Pensacola. Good morning, Ed. I just thank you so much for hanging on for us. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Ed, good morning.
All right. Well, we're going to move on and chat with Kim from Pensacola. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Hey, I'm over here in Navy Point. And I'm convinced dollar weed is holding Navy Point together.
You know what? You know what, Kim?
Okay, yeah.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. I'm going to add something at the end here, but you go ahead.
Okay, so I put the black felt down for the weed, dollar weed preventer, and my beautiful flower beds. Put the mulch on top. And those suckers are creeping through.
Oh, yeah.
And what can I use that won't affect my beautiful perennials that are just coming out of the ground that are absolutely gorgeous?
Exactly. Number one, I think you have found out. I am not a big fan of the black felt because here in Pensacola, those weeds are so tenacious. They just will come up through that. The mulch is good. I like a pine straw mulch. Sometimes that keeps the weed population down. But a couple things you can do. One is once you get the weeds out of there, it's nice and clean. There are some really good pre-emergence weed control granules that you can put in a flower bed that will inhibit weeds from coming up. This is Pensacola. It's not going to be perfect. But there really are. I think preen is one of them. I think that's one you can buy in a little canister. Just kind of salt and pepper it around where the weeds have been and where they have they usually come up. And it will keep a lot of that down. And, of course, you can use what we call a non-selective weed killer in that bed if you can get it only on the weed and not one drop of it will touch any of those perennials or annuals that you've got in there. Roundup is one. You need to do some research on Roundup to be sure it's for you because a lot of people use it, some people don't, and I understand all that. That's a whole other conversation. But I always tell people if you're going to use Roundup anywhere, read that label like you're reading a novel,
mm-hmm.
Every word of it, so you understand to be sure it's what right. you want to do. But you can use that right next to desirable plants as long as you don't get it on the plants because it's systemic. It works through the weed. Into the root system and kills the roots of the weed. So that's what I would do. The first step would be to try, I think, to get the weeds out of there, probably by hand or with a hoe or what have you, and then use some of that pre-emergence weed control. You can buy it anywhere. The big box guys have got it. Small nurserymen have it. And sprinkle that in there, water it in, and see if that doesn't inhibit those dollar weeds from growing.
Okay, perfect.
It's a pre-emergent. It's like, we've always talked about using pre-emergence on our lawns here in Pensacola. We'd like to do it in February.
Correct.
Of that. And we all do that. Some people use weed and feed. That's all pre-emergence, weed control. But this is a pre-emergence for flower beds. And so I think you'll find it. And I think, like I said, I may be saying the word wrong or spelling it wrong. Preen, P-R-E-E-N, I think is one brand name. You may look into that.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Mike. You guys have a great day.
Okay. And I hope, I'm not sure you want to kill all that dollar weed.
Just
we
save
don't want,
some
we
for
don't
me.
Want Navy Point to fall into the bay. It's too nice a place to live over
we
there.
We love Navy Point.
Oh, it's beautiful over here.
It is gorgeous.
I tell you, though, Sally did some damage on our linear shoreline over here. So
oh, I bet.
Sally, yeah.
Sally
just Navy Point is just absolutely beautiful.
Paradise.
Well, Kim, a hidden treasure over here.
That's a great way to put it. You're
absolutely right. Kim, we appreciate you so much. Thanks, Kim, for tuning in. And I appreciate everybody who's just hanging on tight. We're going to take your call and your text. Real quick, we have a text that came in. And this says, I have white and red onion in my container garden. When do I know they're ready to pick out?
Well, if it's a large growing onion, like you put in an onion set, obviously, you want to kind of keep the top of that onion kind of free, kind of with your finger, kind of keep the dirt off of it. And you'll be able to tell when it's of the size, because you can get it and pull it almost any time, but you want it to get a little size to it. I would say probably in June you'd be fine to check that out. But keep that kind of dirt off the top of it at the ground level, and that plant, that onion will grow laterally and vertically, and you'll be successful.
Excellent.
Fun to grow. And I always tell people this. You know, we talk about vegetable gardening, and it's not quite the thing to do that it was years and years and years ago. People don't have big yards, that type of thing. But when it comes to, like, onions, which we all use in cooking, just you put them in your flower bed. Just go out and put them in your flower bed. Plant some green onions, like some scallions, in your flower bed.
Yes.
Put a little lettuce out there, you know, just whatever. You don't have to plow up the backyard.
Right.
Just put it into an existing flower bed and enjoy. It's fun to do. Plus, it's a great grandchild activity, is to let them go out there and see where their food comes from.
That's a good reminder. I love that.
Oh, yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. Okay, so Ed, we've got Ed back. Good morning, Ed. Thank you for being patient with us. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Thanks for hanging in, Ed. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Okay, great. Now, the ligustrums, they're the green with the white flowers that smell so good here recently.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And they make you sneeze. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They make me sneeze. Yes, they have been, I mean, all over town, the ligustrum, of course, have been blooming. And they're just about through. But it's been really been gorgeous. They really have. It is a basic foundation plant that people grow generally as a hedge, or as we talked about earlier, even for privacy. Yes.
Right. But my main question is this. I've got to rebuild my privacy fence. And what I know, color is a matter of taste, but is there any kind of color that goes with a lot of green?
Would you recommend? Well, that's a good question. A lot of folks will use the ligustrum or the iliagnus or a Cleara japonica, for example, as a background plant, and then work on your color up front. You know, everything from knockout roses to annuals to perennials to gardenias to, you know, so many of the hydrangeas, so many of the plants we use here in Pensacola for color, you can landscape that as your next layer in front of that ligustrum hedge. I mean, I assume you're going to grow the ligustrum hedge for privacy or just sort of to cover that new fence. But there's so many options for color in front of that. And you can even layer it down more. In other words, you could put in some of these New Guinea impatiens. You could put in some of the sun coleas. If it's shady, put in impatiens, petunias, you call it. Some of the bush daisies are just great. Anyway, a lot of things you can use, many of which are annuals, which you'll replace every year. But that ligustrum is going to just keep on growing. And that's what I would do.
Yeah, but what about the fence itself? Is then just, I mean, you get it back. I've got to pressure wash it to get the back to life.
Sure.
In it. Are people painting? Or are they just sealing? The actual wood fence itself is what I was kind of getting at.
Well, I think if you're going to pressure wash it, that might be the answer. We all live with our beautiful new fences after hurricanes, and of course they gray out very quickly. I don't really have a solution for that. One thing I have seen people do, this is really kind of a reach, but I have seen people literally decorate their fence, put a plant hanger on it, hang a big ferns on there, hang some blooming plants on there, and plant the blooming plants in front. That way you've got some color along that fence, even though it's a not-so-attractive gray fence. I don't really have a solution for that unless you're going to get in there and power wash it every couple of years.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for calling. Ed, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ed. Appreciate you calling and listening. Hey, we've got time for some more calls and more texts. We see you guys tuning in. 437-1620. When we come back, I want to share with you something pretty cool. One of our listeners just texted in. Hey, stay tuned. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car, Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Escambia County Emergency Management has three things you need to know this hurricane season. Number one, know your zone. Do you live in a hurricane evacuation zone? Find out at BeReadyEscambia.com. Number two, know your home. Is it prepared for a hurricane? With COVID-19, your safest place may be at home instead of a shelter. Number three, know your plan. Where can you stay if you are evacuated? Confirm plans now with family or friends before the storm. For more information, go to BeReadyEscambia.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, and then adds their own unique and special flavors and serves it up for you on the rocks. Bands on the Beach, Tuesday nights, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Stop by the Cat Country tent and pick up some Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. Know more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Know more when you listen to the best variety of weekend talk, like At Home with Gary Sullivan and The Weekend with Joe Pags. Check the program guide at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Beside me at the wheel, I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Got to welcome Chuck Berry to the Garden Line.
Oh, come
so
on.
Great having him
with
here.
With no particular place to go. Well, with the gas right now, there's no particular place
maybe
you need to go.
Maybe staying home.
And we appreciate you guys listening. If you are tuning in from home or work, this is the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. So please ask any questions. Hey, our friends at Blue Sky mentioned that this is just crazy enough to be awesome. Onions and chives look great in a perennial bed.
And that's true. And that's a great observation, is that these vegetables, if you put them in your flower bed, aren't ugly. They look good. They're nice and green, and it's fun to watch them grow. So I would recommend that. And you can just go out and buy, you know, just some onion sets or a bundle of onions and put them out randomly and have young onions all summer long.
That,
no doubt.
That sounds amazing.
What fun.
I love that. And hey, one more. I told you I had something fun to share with you that a listener texted in. This listener says that they make salads using dollar weed. Okay, now I'm not telling you to go out and try this. Let me just make a disclaimer, because I am just as shocked as you. I'm still trying to take this all in. But yeah, they simply dress it with olive oil, lemon, salt, and pepper.
Well, you know, we've always, wait a minute, we've always said on the Garden Line, if you could eat dollar weed, we could feed the third world, because there's so much of it in
so
Gulf Breeze and Navy Point and everywhere. Well, let me put it this way. I don't know a thing about eating dollar weed. I'm not sure I recommend it. I really love the text. I've never heard that before. But this is one thing I would mention, an observation. if you're going to eat dollar weed, do not fertilize these area. Do not
That's
put
right.
weed killers on.
No Roundup.
No insect. No nothing.
Nothing.
No nothing. And I mean, that's not good English. No nothing.
No nothing.
But
I like it.
But really, that's I don't know.
That's crazy. Just crazy.
You know,
enough
what
to
I,
be
you know
cool.
what I'm going to do? I'm going to check with my good friend Carol Lord with the Escambia County Extension Service, who knows all. She is so smart, plugged into the University of Florida Horticulture Program, to see if she has any information on the edible qualities of dollar weed.
That's true. Okay, we're going to check in with her
but
then.
But Jenna, that's always been your favorite plant.
I know. So now I can eat it.
Now, now you can make a little salad with olive oil and a little salt and pepper.
Making my dreams come true over here.
That's a great text. Thank you. That's fun.
Hey, Amy. Amy is on the phone. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Morning,
we're doing
Amy.
Wonderful. Do you have a question to ask for Mike this morning?
I sure do. I have planted several different varieties of peach trees, and I have no luck getting them to survive.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but currently I have two peach trees that were planted last year. They were beautiful when I put them in the ground, and now I'm getting all these little sprouts up from the bottom, the base of the plant, and I don't have any green leaves at all, but it's still living up above. I don't know what I'm doing or what I could do different.
Well, the first thing to do is all those things. Those are suckers coming up from the bottom. I clip those off. Just get rid of those. You don't need
those. I do cut those off.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Now, why the peach tree is not thriving is a hard question to answer without seeing it. However, you just got to look at everything. One, I'm sure you've watered it good. That's critical. It
yes.
should be in the full
yes.
should be in the full sun. That's important.
Yes.
Hopefully,
yes.
when you bought it, was it in a container?
Yes, it was in a pot.
Sometimes uh-huh. when you buy a tree that's relatively large, that's still in a smaller container, those roots are root-bound around that, in that bucket, if you will, and those need to be loosened to kind of score those roots, if you will. That's important.
Right, and I did do that when I put them in the ground.
Well, and the last thing I would mention, I don't think we're dealing with disease or insects or anything like this. This is cultural. Something's going on here. I would almost question what the shape they were in when you bought them. I guess that's a good way to put it. Maybe they had had a problem along the way. Maybe they had dried out before you bought them, and just maybe they had some problems when they were dug. Mm-hmm. Maybe they weren't done correctly. That's the only thing I can think of, because they should be doing fine. Our
yeah.
weather, with all this rain and with this, you know, kind of a slow heating up this spring, they should be doing great.
Right.
Is there
anything that I can put on them to revive it?
Well, I would certainly do this. I would certainly get me a good fruit tree fertilizer. They make it labeled like that. And just sprinkle
okay.
some around it. You don't want to use too much. Kind of measure from drip line is the edge of the tree to the other edge of the tree, kind of through the trunk. How many feet that is, use that many pounds. It's probably a small tree, so I'm going to say 2 to 3 handfuls of fertilizer is probably all you need. But that's what I would try.
Okay.
And once again, we've had all this rain, but in Pensacola in May, it can dry up just like that. And if that happens, be sure you got enough water going to it. And let's see if it doesn't recover.
Okay.
So here's something real quick.
Well, I will definitely try that.
Okay. Amy,
hey.
Thank you for calling. Good luck. Let us know how it works, would
yeah.
you please?
Keep us posted with that. So I actually just bought a peach tree 2 weeks ago. So there's a guy down at Palafox Market on Saturday mornings downtown, and he has a whole bunch of plants, everything you can think of, Japanese maple. He has mosquito plants, lavender, little herb plants.
Yeah.
Well,
you
had peach
fun.
Trees. And they were relatively good price, $20. And it was a decent size already in
right.
the container. But I decided to kind of ask around, like, hey, who knows a lot about peach trees? And so he said, just as important as sun and water is where you place it if there's a lot of wind. Because wind can kill, like, the production of a peach tree if there's too much of it. So if it's in a spot in your yard where there's a lot of wind, You really don't want it there. And if it does have a lot of wind, you kind of need to support it until it really takes root and gets big enough to stand on its own.
Put a stake in it, in
yes.
other words. Yes.
Yes. And exactly. So, yeah, I asked around. It was funny. They ended up sending me to a lady who sells cookies who has peach trees on her property. And they were the ones who were like, yeah, you got to make sure that the wind does not kill your peach tree.
Right. And we probably don't need to get into detail, but one other thing to check I didn't think about is variety. Just tons of varieties of peach
That's
trees,
true.
Some of which will not grow well here. So you need to be sure your variety is one that will grow in Northwest Florida.
Oh,
the
yeah.
internet is just, if you just Google peach trees in Northwest Florida,
that's right.
they'll list all these different varieties. So that's something to look at also.
Okay, yeah, excellent. And please keep us posted on that, Amy. Hey, we're about to take a quick break, but I want to share something with you before we take a quick break and then wrap up here on the Garden Line. If you want to get a quick question in, 437-1620, you can text us. So this upcoming weekend, it's going to be a busy one. We got Jazz Fest, but also Fiore of Pensacola is going to be hosting Art in Bloom on May 14th and 15th. And apparently this is held in cities all across the country. But pretty much you can go down. Now, Fiore is downtown, I believe, off South K Street in downtown Pensacola. And pretty much from 10 to 4 p.m., they're going to have a floral art exhibit. But there will also be a flower market there with fresh flower arrangements for sale. So that's happening this upcoming weekend.
The Museum of Art, a couple of years ago, I'm not sure how long ago it's been, did that, had that cool. type of Art in Bloom type thing. It is amazing. Not only the gorgeous flowers, but how people put them together in a very artistic manner.
I love it.
So a great Saturday trip. That would be
Absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. Just keep
that
in mind.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jenna. That should be a fun thing to attend.
It looks like it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to wrap up here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on the Garden Line.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
All right, we're back here on the Garden Line. It's been a wonderful morning here with you, Mike. Oh, my goodness, pretty busy.
It has been busy. This is a great time of year to get out. The weather has just been great, and it looks to me like we're going to have a gorgeous weekend, just like we had last weekend. So please get out and enjoy. Dig in the dirt a little bit. It's good for the soul.
It is.